Check, 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 check. Yeah, right. Got my cigarettes, my espresso. Early morning, still late with the interview, as always. That's right, the Alski Show. Another episode on its way. Got a great guest. He was supposed to be the first guest on season 4, you know, and life just gets in the way. But we got some catching up to do, shooting the shit. All good shit. I want to thank Learn YME Crew, New England area, for a great interview last week. Also, I'd like to mention my little brother, K-E-I, a.k.a. Key OTC. He's 24 years gone, but never forgotten. My brother Franco, 7 years gone, never forgotten. These guys ride with me every day. Trust me. Big thanks to my sponsor, Stickify. Gallery 448 from Australia. Fam 561 in the FLA. Also, I hope you guys checked out the 004 Connect party. I'm sure it was off the hook. I'm sure I'll hear about it. I'll give them a call. And also, Graffiti Pete. Check out his page. He got some nice work, man. He could do whatever you want on anything you want, basically. Prices are right. And big ups to Nonstop Pins. Thanks for the pins. They came out great. Check out the website, www.outtocrash.com. Pick up a pin, $10. $9.99 to be exact. Also, I'm going to be doing a special starting Monday. Send me your tag or throwy. One color only sizes. Small, medium, large, extra large. 2X you're paying a couple of extra dollars because of the size. I've been picking up the bill on everybody, so, you know, you guys got to help me out now. We're going to be doing your tag here t-shirt on any color t-shirt, basically with black, white, red outline, whatever we have. $13, that's right, $13. You could order one, you could order 100, you could order whatever you want. We're going to try to take it all the way up into the new year. Just to help people out. I mean, times are rough. All right, now I'm going to get to the shout-outs. My brother, New OTC. Germs, TRK. Clark, The Natural. Sneak One, The Hawkeye. And, of course, Little Lily. Lily, I'm going to try not to curse again. Yeah, I'm going to try as hard as I can. Lily is a little youngster. She listens in with her dad catching flicks. And a little shout out going out to DJ Sev 1, Scam Dust, Nom DMS, MQ DMS, Draft DMS, the DMS crew in general. Big shout out to Ralph McDaniels over at Video Music Box, Miss Vic from Australia, and my brother In the Cut, New York. You need some vectorizing designs, this, that, whatever, on top of the sticker game. The man is just a man. Proud to call him my brother. That's right. Now we're going to get to the interview. And a shout out to Cool G Rap. You know, Queens get the money. I went to John Bound High School, and we had Cool G Rap straight out from the school. All right. Let's get to the interview, and let's see how it works out. Look at that. I'm even delayed on the damn fucking push the button type shit. All right, here we go. Let's see. Now I got to search him up. All right, let's go. Let's go. What we got? Uh-oh. There he is. He's coming up. And also, I did lose my phone, so anybody, you know, that doesn't hear from me, just DM me. Or text me, assholes. What the fuck? All right. Here we go. Let's get it in.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5-1
call you back.
6-9-0
Damn. I almost gave out his number. All right. So he's got technical difficulties, I see. Let me see. I got to text him back. I'm live recording. Recording. Damn. Oh, well. Well, I guess I can't edit this because I am raw and uncut. And he actually told me he was working, but he's got that time on his hands where he could be on the phone. So maybe not. Oh, shit. All right, well, we're 5 minutes into the interview, and at least I can say it's not my era. All right, anyway, like I was saying before, we're going to be doing T-shirts. $13 T-shirts. If you're a 2XL and above, it's $15 a T-shirt. Of course, I use Priority Mail, which is, I don't know, $6.75. I don't even know what the prices are. My wife takes care of it. You're going to be getting sticker packs with it and the whole nine yards. Also, my pins, $9.99. Canvases, $15. And all the other goodies on the website, which I'm not even sure what I have anymore. But I think I also have some old school inks. If you're interested in the inks, DM me for a price. Because I'm not even sure what they're listed for. They're kind of up there in price because they're classics. Yeah, all right, I got that cigarette lit now. All right, what should I do? Should I try calling them back one more time or what? Nah, I can't do that. Said he's going to call me back. All right, let's text them one more time. All right, well, shit, I should have had something set up just in case for an event like this, but I never thought this could happen. But on the Alski Show, shit does happen. Check it out on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, iCloud. Normally I say I this, I that, and all that other shit, but we're on plenty, whatever makes sense to you, platforms. Shit, there's so many platforms I don't even know. Just Google the Alski Show and you'll be amazed. Here we go. We got a phone call coming in. There it is. All right, so we have Fiend, KED Crew. Now I'm going to say good morning. Good morning, Mr. Fiend.
Good morning.
Wow, that's funny, man. I was going to cut the show, but you know I don't do that, so I'm just talking shit by myself over here. And I did say that you were supposed to be the first episode on season four this year, but life happens, shit happens, things happen, and all that good shit. So how you doing, brother?
Doing good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Hanging in there, man. You know, the older we get, the worse it is. But actually, I'm in high hopes, high spirits. I feel young, even though the numbers are high.
But, that's all that matters, man.
Yeah.
You're as old as you feel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're obviously busy today. And I appreciate you taking the call. I mean, it's just way, way overdue. This week, we ran into a couple of hiccups, me getting home late, you having things to do with the family. But we are here now. We're getting the interview on underway and just touching base on certain things. Let the people know where you're from.
Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Greenpoint in the house. Now, you've been playing the game with us for many, many years. Got to go way back, what, late 80s, 90s?
Yeah, 90, 91.
Mm-hmm.
Started out with SCS, Stax, YO Crew.
Oh, shit.
Checo, Rest in Peace, CBS.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first partners was Ketch, MTA, and was out there for a minute, did a good run, I guess, hard from like 91 to like 90, 95, and then slowed up a bit, you know, got a good job, and then had to kind of, like, you know, fall back a bit.
And then, of course, you know, family first type of thing, and just like everybody else, we're all in the same boat, pretty much. And it's funny you mentioned Ketch. I still see stickers here and there. I mean, is he still active? I see a lot of his stickers, actually.
Yeah, he's out there. I actually spoke to him a few months ago and just touched the base, you know, checking up on him. Been years since we actually got together and hung out, but, you know, he's out there.
Well, I do want to mention every year for the past several years, you've been doing a Goober Day. Explain that to everybody. You always have a great turnout. I unfortunately only made it out to one, which was great because I remember when I came out, I brought a couple of my kids. They were so small, and I remember meeting your kids, and they were playing together in the park. And now when I see pictures of your kids and I see my kids, it's like so long ago. These kids grew so much. You know, they look like little people, like adults now, compared to little munchkins and shit. And time is just of the essence, and the beauty of family is, you know, one of the best things that we could ever experience, other than our experiences in life itself. How are the kids doing? They're big.
They're doing
so
well.
Big.
Starting to look at colleges for my daughter. My son's in a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just like you said, watching them grow, becoming little people, becoming bigger people now.
Yep.
On the Goober subject, Goober Day is to celebrate his life. I'm a firm believer in celebrating life rather than you know, discussing death. Seeing it, so many of our, you know, fellow writers and friends and family members. So I wanted to do it because he was like my little brother. I have no siblings. He was the closest thing to a sibling that I had. And I made it a commitment to always look over him, watch over him. And my parents, you know, he didn't have a dad in his life. So I was like his big brother, my dad, who is also deceased. He died at 40 back in 94.
I'm sorry to hear.
Always, you know, always looked out for him as well and considered him like a son, as well as my mom. So when he passed away, it obviously was very devastating to me and my family. My kids called him Uncle Goober. And, you know, we do it because it brings all his friends and family together, and it is a great turnout this year. Again, we had a great turnout. You know, special thanks to all the people that come out and paint and DJ, you know, help set up. You know, got guys like Germs, Such, that came out this year and painted and DJ, my partner Exile, my boy DJ Clear. You know, so we started the first year doing it as kind of just like a trial run, and it seemed to take off, and people, you know, wanted to keep coming out because obviously, like you said, same as yourself, come out with your kids the first time, and kids get to meet kids, and, you know, everybody gets to hang out and kind of, you know, grow a little bond with each other, and then they, you know, the kids become friends on social media and keep in contact, and obviously, us being friends already, it just, that makes things so much easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody.
No, I do know. I remember that day very well. You know, we drove up. We found the park. Music was pumping. The graph was being touched up. You know, food, T-shirts, black books were floating. Stickers were floating. Tags were being caught. It was like a big kids party, so to speak. And you know, I remember I met a lot of people that day, and still in touch with many of them. And it's really a good thing. And, you know, sad, you know, that an event like that takes place to bring people together. But at the same time, It's a beautiful thing. I mean, what I mean by sad is that Goober isn't there. And the reason why we're there is because of Goober and, you know, to show you respect on my part. It was just a great turnout. And every year that passed after that, you know, the pictures on Instagram are great. The people that show up are just great. And it goes to show that, you know, the human society itself could be ruthless, but when it comes down to our own people, we do pull together some way, somehow, whether we knew him or we didn't. The respect thing is very strong, and, you know, I'm sure he's watching over you now, and that's got to be one of the best things you could feel in your heart for him.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. I mean, I remember you talking about him plenty times, you know, saying what a great guy he was, you know, funny character and whatnot. And, you know, the bond of calling him a brother. And, you know, just the way the it played out, you know, his family wasn't, you know, complete. He seeked, obviously, the love from your family, and your family gave it to him. And that's just a great story in itself. And, you know, many people, I believe, do things that way because, you know, as human beings, we just have that in us. You know, I know plenty of people where, you know, I always took them, you know, close at heart, you know, just to do the right thing, not because I was told to, because that's just the way I felt about it. And, you know, now I just had mentioned earlier, you know, 24 years ago, Key, OTC, passed away. You know, a young kid, died up on the Long Island Railroad with quite a few other guys. And I remember that day, Corona pulled through, you know, everybody came together, we did a wall, and it was just horrifying. And I gotta say, you know, four kids went up on that track, one came down, and that one was my cousin Vinny. And he just got grazed by the train, but he was kind of fucked up for years, and now he's doing pretty good himself. You know, he's doing a lot of community work. You know, he fell into the drug, you know, he fell into the drug thing because he couldn't cope. He got help, and he's good to go now. But, you know, everybody tries to help. And another friend of mine, personal friend of mine, you know, we went to school together, we worked together. He wound up becoming a janitor in my kid's school. My kids used to call him Uncle Franco. You know, it's 7 years that he passed. And let me tell you, in my car, I got his rosary beads that were given to me. Hold on 1 second. Chia, you going to work? Oh, sorry. Just had to say goodbye to my daughter. She's heading off to work. And, you know, it's just so many stories, so many things that link us to death that, you know, sometimes it leaves us to wonder, you know, what is life all about? But back to you anyway. I mean, you have a great, successful career, and I could vouch for it because personally I know. It's hard balance in life, you know, between the graph, the kids, the family, damn. Y'all right over there?
Yep. Driving.
Oh, you're driving? What the hell did you hit? A fucking bump? A bump?
Yeah, pretty much.
I heard. I was like, all right. Yeah. Either he just dropped something or he's fucking hitting a bump.
On the road.
And it's funny, too, because I remember that year. Weren't you working when the event went down? Because I remember a company vehicle being over there, and I was cracking up. I was like, this guy's getting paid, and he's fucking here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I had all the permission from the bosses. They're good to me. So they let me,
let you do what you had to do.
What I had to do. Yep. That's and they, you know, they appreciate why I do it, as well as a lot of other people. And, you know, just to get back on that subject, it's, you know, I don't do it for, you know, recognition or for a pat on the back from his family or nothing. I do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing, like I said, it's more for everybody to celebrate who he was as a person, because he definitely made an impact on a lot of people, not just myself or my family. So, you know, I feel that people take life for granted.
We do.
As well as I was one of them people that I never wanted to, I like to be kind of go against the grain at times. So everybody says, oh, no, the only time you see your friends are at weddings and funerals. I felt I'm going to do something different then to see my friends. And even though, like you said before, it ain't, you know, cool that he's not there. He is dead. You understand? And now over the last 2 years or so, we've redone the Wall, who is from Greenpoint and was like another little brother to me. My parents and his parents were very close friends. And unfortunately, this year made the 1 year anniversary of Teff passing away, FTR, KED, you know. So we decided it's him being a close friend of ours and always being part of Goober Day as well, and being a, you know, 30 years plus friend of ours, that we were going to bring Glendale into Greenpoint and put him on the wall.
Well, Teff, from what I remember, Teff was a diehard Met fan. He was a character in himself, a real high-spirited person. And, yes, I remember that. That was sad as well. And it's so fucked up how people go way too soon. And, you know what bothers me? There's so many scumbags out there that do so much harm to people that they'll live till they're fucking 99 years old. But the good-hearted people, all right, so we do
good
for
you. That's why they only die young.
Yep, there you go. And you know what? 1977, I believe that song came out, and a girl on the block, her uncle passed away, and he was young at the time. We were kids. And he got into an accident in his car. He passed away. And that song had came out, and that's all I could remember playing, because it was just that moment, you know, and that phrase has stuck since, and it's true. Only the good die young, and the sad thing is we can't change it as people here, but the only thing that I could give advice on is just live life to the fullest and just, you know, do the right thing, because I personally
for the moment, because tomorrow is never promised.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? And, you know, look at just in our inner circle for what it is. You got Goober, VE, DG, F, Woe, just to name a few.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That list is so long.
I had DG do the Knock 'Em Dead wall, the KED crew wall, you know, prior to his passing. And you know, I always, you know, I'm grateful for that. And me and him were always very close. And, you know, as far as just looking back at it, it's crazy how he passed away tragically like that. And, you know, that's the thing. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Like, people, again, take life for granted because you're here 1 minute and you're gone the next. You know what I mean? So I'm at the point in life where, you know, just being a dad and you know, providing for my family, and that's all that matters. You know, the grafting was a hobby where a lot of people make their lifestyle. I couldn't do that.
Right. But you're still known, though. You're still known. I mean, shit. You had a pretty. Let's see. How would I put it? You were known in the game, right? You were also known as a take no shit type of guy. You held your stance very, very firm, and that's pretty much what I remember from when I met you. You were always a true friend, and we had our little fallout. You know, I gotta say, but at the end, you know, I had gotten hurt. You had gotten hurt. I remember we would always keep in touch, and we would always make those personal calls in the morning. So,
absolutely.
To me, that said a lot. That said to me that, yeah, I fucked up. I should have taken his advice. I thought I could take it differently, but, you know, at the end, you were right. you know, you proved me wrong. And I do apologize for that again. And it's water under the bridge for me. And I do appreciate our friendship, because the friendship we have, I don't think I share it with any other writer out there the way I do with you. And that's just being honest. And you know as well as I do, those phone calls we used to, you know, 6:30 in the morning, you know, we'd be calling each other, yo, where you going today? How you doing? You know, whatever, whatever. And, you know, look, we enjoy life, and we're just human beings. And I do appreciate your friendship. I can't state it more than that. And
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And as far as it goes on my end, yeah, it is water under the bridge. And I mean, honestly, there was never any hard feelings towards you. It was, you know, we had toxic people that kind of interfered with things, and, you know, people learn from their mistakes.
Absolutely. Every day.
And, you know,
every day.
I'm just a firm believer at this point in my life that, you know, those people, whether it may be somebody else, myself, or whoever, you know, will get theirs if they haven't already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll be the ones that end up alone in life. They don't enjoy the bearings of life such as you and myself.
Absolutely. And, I agree with that.
I'm, you know, not a church guy. I'm not, a God guy or nothing like that. You know, I keep it real with everybody. So if me being the stand-up guy I am, people choose to go that way with those type of people and not fuck with me, I got no problem with that. But in the end, you go back to that same line of the "I told you so's."
Yeah,
I don't like to do that either because you know what?
Isn't that so true? Isn't that so true? Seriously, think about what you just said. And it's not like smacks in the face. It's just "I told you so" seems to be one of the most common phrases when it comes to people not talking for a period of time, and eventually the people do come back. And I think that's because we realize that we do fuck up in life. We're not robots. We're humans. We do fuck up.
Absolutely.
And that's the great thing about, you know, friendship in general. Like I said, we're on a first name basis. I mean, for the people listening today, you know, he goes by Theme KED. I go by Alski OTC. But when we speak, it's by our first names. We know where we live. We know who we work for. We know people associated between the two of us. So this is more than just graffiti and a conversation about bombing and shit like that. This is a true friendship that I do appreciate, and I highly respect what you do. And honestly, the way we do things, I feel we're very similar in many, many ways when it comes to family, because, you know, when I grew up, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but for myself, you know, my parents were immigrants from Italy. You know, my father busted his ass in the same business that we are involved in, and basically it was, you know, I was scared of my father because he was strict, but at the same time, he kept me in line, and he made me the person I am today, and I was proud to follow in his footsteps. Today, kids are a bit different, but the problem with today's kids is this social media, the video games, right? When we were kids, what did we do? I remember, other than bombing, painting, tagging, whatever, it was stickball, skelly, manhunt, ringolario. Shit, man, I could go on with the games we used to play. And I could really remember how good it was to be a kid. And the sad thing is my neighborhood of Corona is far from what it once was. You know, therefore, I moved out. But I was there for many, many years. I mean, I moved out of Corona. It's going to be 3 years now. Do I regret it? No, because, you know, I have to worry about my kids. But unfortunately, my neighborhood wasn't to my standards for my kids. And my kids started slacking off because pretty much they were picked on in school. because they were the minority in school. You know, it's weird. It's weird how the tables right. turn. But, you know, moving away was one of the best things I could do for my family, for myself. But I still keep in touch with who I need to keep in touch with. And like you, you know, it's so funny because when we do talk, it's like, you know, how you feeling? You know, it's this, that, whatever. And it's just so warming to know that I could pick up the phone, make that call at any given time. You always pick up. Other than today, that shit was funny. I'm bringing the show in, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, oh shit, he's texting me now, I'll call you back.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know how that works, but, you know, being at work is a little rough, and that's what I had said to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as on my end, you know, I moved out of Greenpoint back in 2000 to get married, start a family. My neighborhood in 2000 still wasn't nothing like it is today with the new, you know, hipsters and, you know, the way the neighborhood is, you know, scaled up. No disrespect to anything of that. The neighborhood itself is up and coming. And, you know, that's why I have the Goober Day there still. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we paved the way of the street. That was home. It's still considered home to all of us. And, you know, as far as on my end, what you were saying, my parents are both deceased. I grew up in the streets of Greenpoint or Williamsburg. My dad passed away at 40, taught me the ropes of the streets, respect was, and how to, you know, take care of myself and my family. And, you know, prior to his passing, you know, he was like, you're in a good place, you know, you're gonna turn out well.
And
I made sure that I made sure I had you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not let him down either way, and then not let my mother down. And what the weird thing is regarding it was 6 years ago, my family and I's house got hit with Sandy.
Yeah.
Then
that was hard.
And 5 months and 4 months later, Super Bowl Sunday, I get a call. My first Sunday off. I don't know how many months. I decide to take the Sunday off and have a Super Bowl party and family and friends. Phone rings. There was a police officer to tell me my mother passed away.
Shit. You know, I think I remember that. I remember when you were working on the house. I remember when your mom passed away. May she rest in peace. I do remember that. And damn, you pulled together. You pulled together. Thank God for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, all within 9 months, because I went down to Florida to spend the week with Goober at his house in Florida with my wife and kids. Had a good week. You know, took a few weeks away from the job. We hung out. We had a good time. Then that was in March. I get the call in August that he passed away. Yeah. So all within 9 months, I had the house, my mother, and Goober. So that's where, once again, where you got to make sure you tell your loved ones you love them every day, and because you never know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have, like, a rule in my house. It's a weird rule. I wake up early, you know, everybody's sleeping. I make it a point, whether they know it or feel it, but I make my rounds and I kiss everybody good morning because I don't know if I'm coming home. It's sad to say. When I come home, I gotta be proud to say that all my kids, you know, they'll either come out, you know, to the car or they wait for me to come in. They all give me a kiss, you know, hello. And that's just like a routine I have in my house because I ask for the simple things, you know, just give me that one kiss that I know if I'm not here tomorrow, I could rest easy knowing that I kissed my loved ones. And, sometimes, you know, little things like that mean a lot to myself. And, you know, like even when I run into people, you know, that hug, you know what I'm saying? you know, what's up? It's been a minute, whatever. You know, I really take those things to heart because we never know. We're not guaranteed, like you said earlier. The only thing we're guaranteed in life is taxes and death. Those are the two things.
Taxes. You can avoid taxes. You can't avoid
that. Yeah. Well, so to speak. I mean, yes, we're guaranteed death. You know, in our industry, we're also told we're guaranteed a layoff check and death. So that's the way I look at life sometimes. But yeah, the number comes either too soon, or you know, the lucky ones get to live out a good long life. And look, you know, my mom's 90. She's going to be 91 in January. God bless her. And I just hope I can carry those genes over, you know. But, you know, listen, life is short.
We do have a lot of similarity as far as our family values. My kids, no matter how old they are, and I do my parents, no matter how old I was, you know, I mean, I was 18 when my father passed away, but he would come out and check on us while we were in the streets and stuff, and sit around, you know, checking up, seeing if I was getting high, which I never did any drugs because of the way I grew up. I was around a lot of drugs, so I'm not a fan of it. Never have been, never cigarettes, coffee, none of that stuff.
And lucky you.
My kids are the same way. Like, up to this point, my wife and I are very fortunate. But, you know, I have a, you know, different outlook on life than some people do. So, what I mean, as far as even getting back on the graffiti thing, you know, I like going out and still seeing guys do pieces and paint and, you know, show my presence to people at times when they're doing murals or you know, just hanging out. I like still seeing the streets, which it ain't the same at all anymore.
No, not at all.
Out of town is out here now and doing that. So it's, you know, it's kind of like it sucked the life out of even a lot of other people. It's great to still see guys like J.A. and you know, Saint, guys like that are, you know, icons in the game and legends in the game, you know, Saint doing his pieces and J.A. still out there killing the streets and being friends with, or being cool with both of them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for me, I made a lot of friendships with people because of it. I'm grateful for that. But in the same breath, you make a lot of enemies as well.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think I've made more friends than I had enemies. And some of those enemies are my friends' enemies, because that's what it should be. That's how it should be.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all grown men now. Guys who have families and stuff like that don't pay attention to the kid shit as much as people who don't have those same things that still play, you know, little kid games. So, you know,
even the ones with kids play those games too sometimes. I mean, let's get realistic.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, it's the ones that have nothing else better to do, I guess.
Yeah.
That, you know, so...
Well, some grow up, some do not.
Right.
But
as far as, like you said earlier, with our friendship, we always have, we have a lot in common. Our family values are similar. You know, we're from, could be basically cut from a similar cloth, I guess they would say, right? Is that the term, I guess, that they use?
Yeah, but, sounds good to me.
You know, yeah.
It is, and you know, I like the fact of being able to do this show and having these conversations, because I believe it or not, I get these DMs, you know, thanks for doing what you do. I love this episode, that episode. Can you try to get this guy on a show? You know, like the feedback that I get is always good. I haven't gotten bad feedback other than the fact that people say I talk too much. Now, I'm sorry, I do like to talk. It is my show, so I guess, you know, it is what it is. But when I could actually enjoy these interviews is when I play them back, because I'll sit back, you know, on my way to work, I'll listen to the show, And I'll say to myself, you know, wow, you know, it's so good to be able to do what I do. And on the personal end of it, the people that are my personal friends, it's that much more satisfying. And the people that I never knew, I get to build a relationship with them. And that, to me, is like a payday. Just to learn the different, you know, the different societies, the different parts of the United States, you know. And all in all, I got to say, many people do have these values. They show them differently, but at the end, they're pretty much the same. And the one good thing about this graffiti thing is that I believe we proved, you know, once being kids destroying property, that we actually grew up and became good people. And that's a great thing too, because we were always known as delinquents and hoodlums and whatnot, right? But in reality, 99% of us hold great values and have good careers and families, and you know, those that are still single are working on better things, and it's just great. So when people, you know, I remember I would be sort of embarrassed when someone would say, oh man, you write graffiti. But at the same time, I was like, yeah, you know, I was proud of what I did. But now it's like, wow, you know, you got your own show, you have a little website, and you know, whatever. But we're not, you know, monsters. And that's what I want people to realize when I do these shows, that we do live like normal people. And shit, man, how many times you were at a wall and you would meet people and you were like, wow, I can't believe that guy is actually that guy. Or
more now than ever before.
Yeah, because I'm back in the days. Well, let's get real. We didn't know who we were.
Old school guys being, resurfacing, or just being able now through social media, reconnecting with people, or mm-hmm. even with people through social media. You know, I feel that. I mean, one of my very close friends, Ribs, G.A.K., is, you know, that's how kind of we reconnected after so many years. We bombed in the early 90s, you know what I mean? / FTR, Benner, FTR, they were another crew that I was very close with back in the days, you know, in the early 90s, SRMBK, you know, guys like that. And I still keep in touch with all of them 30 years later. Papo DTF is one of my very close friends as well.
He's good people. I had him on years ago on the show. He's good people. I got nothing but love for him. His wife, I remember, was hanging out with my daughter at an event. She was very, very kind to my daughter. My daughter, to this day, is like, hey, Dad, when are we going to a show? You know, is Papo and his wife going to be there? So, you know, he is great people. And I got to say, Brooklyn in general, to me, was a great borough. And I met a lot of people from Brooklyn that were just true people. I got to say as well, the Bronx, you know, I've got nothing but respect for everybody. Being that I'm from Queens, you know, I don't ring my own bell. You know, but a lot of great people rolled through Queens. You know, rappers came out of Queens and writers, so on and so forth. But at the end, it was always, you know, trying to get out of the boroughs, going all city, that type of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I've met so many good people from the boroughs. And look, Staten Island wasn't very known to me. I know a lot of people out in Staten Island now. You know, Chris, Robots Will Kill, Sign, Level, all these guys, FHK crew, RWK and whatnot. So I've learned a lot throughout the years with the graffiti game. And I've gained a lot of respect for the freight game and the monikers, the benches.
Oh, yeah.
That's another fucking world. And I love the history behind it. Street bombing was a bit different. You know what it was like. We wanted a wall. We took it. It was just the way it was. It was rough New York City. But now, you know, as time passes, you know, you get to learn the other parts of the game. And like I said, that rail game is no joke. And, you know, there's a lot of respect out there for people that been doing the Monica work. You know, these guys, the hobos that started the messaging on the panels, I find it very phenomenal. And, you know, hats off to them. The guys that spend their days benching trains, taking pictures, where you see all the reposts. If it weren't for those guys, we wouldn't have half of the pictures that we do have. So, you know, I just love the whole game, the DJs, the MCs, the dancers, the B-boys, B-girls, the skaters, the BMXs. Everybody, pretty much, we're all in the same type of family. It's a big, big circle of many different talents. And I think that, you know, from our era of the graffiti game, the third generation, I would say, I don't even know what generation it is, but I would say the third, fourth generation from the 90s is great. And I think the 90 era was the best era. You know, I give it to the 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, I started in 1980 myself. But the 90s were the hardest, I think. And I love every minute of it. And, you know, Germs had posted a clip, like 100 pictures in 60 seconds. And I caught one, which I just reposted.
And, yeah, the old one was you and you.
Yeah, and I had text Germs. I'm like, yo, send me that. And then I was like, who ripped off Slash? Because that picture, you see the tear? He told me that, you know, pulling it out of the plastic, it teared. I remember Slash telling me, yo, that was one of my first tags. And I got to find the picture myself. I don't have the actual picture. New does. But I got to find it in my photo album. And you see a Slash tag. I haven't heard from Slash in a while. You know, I'd like to reach out to him and say what's up too. But, you know, it's amazing because here it is. What, damn, 30 some odd years later, pictures resurface, and then the friendships that were there. Like, I didn't know Slash back in 91, and getting to know him, you know, he's a stand-up guy, like you were saying yourself. So yeah, I guess we should all be grateful for the people we've known, that we still know, and the people that we get to meet. Because, hey, you remember going out in the 90s, what it was like. You would do your thing, and nobody knew who we were other than your inner circle. And it was basically like you wanted to be a ghost. You didn't want anybody to know your true identity. And I think we upheld that pretty good till social media broke out, because I was one of the first ones to not like it. But then I seen what it was all about, and I kind of embrace it now, because not the internet bullying bullshit that I have no time for, but what I do like about it is how many people actually got to work together because of this and got to meet at certain events. And, you know, now
it's definitely positive, yeah. Positive and negative.
Absolutely. But for all I know, shit, 40 years from now, you know, this might be gone. You know, you never know. Do we control that, you know, today? Probably not. You know, it's passed on generation to generation. So I hope the people from today take care of it the way we did. Because you know what? I never thought I would be doing what I do now. And I never thought I would love paint as much as I do now. I could literally spray that shit and just go, damn, that smells good. And, you know, how ironic is that? You know? But today, you notice everybody wears these fucking masks. I didn't use a mask back in the day. I don't think you did either.
No. Everything is just different now. You know what I mean? That was something that gave you, like, an adrenaline rush. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, the way it is these days. I mean, it's like everything with life is, you know, everything changes. So, I mean, I'm just, you know.
Well, I got a good example. I got a good example that you could relate to. I believe what 1971, the Twin Towers were up in 2 years, right? The Freedom Tower today, they're still working on it. 18, 19 years later. So safety comes first, but look at the time that has elapsed. You know what I mean? It's amazing how the industry is more into safety than production. Back in the day, that shit wouldn't fly. It wouldn't fly.
No way.
But
no way.
Today, it's like milking the system, man. That I think is wrong, because if you look at the budgets people have on a project, the numbers for safety is astronomical. You know, when your everyday normal person that knows nothing about the building industry, excavating, and so on and so forth, they have no clue what type of money it takes. And therefore, it's you, the people that don't respect what is being done are the people that are naive to it all. You know, look at the L-line. The L-line, these people been complaining for how many years to update the system? They're doing it now. They're doing it in, I think, the first phase, 4 months, where it was supposed to be a 4 or 5 year project, and it was supposed to be shut down. Now it's just a weekend thing. And, you know, so now you want everybody to cut corners, but you're still complaining that the corners are being pulled for the weekend. So it doesn't make any sense. People, you need to make up your mind. If you want something done properly, let the system do what it has to do in order for it to be productive. Because all they're doing now is they cut it down to a year's time, and you're not going to get what you need. And the work will always be there. So you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it to you.
But
it's just the people of today, like, what do we call them? Socialites, yuppies, there's so many words. Hipsters, all that shit. Look, if you don't like it, move fucking back to Arkansas, move back to fucking Nebraska, wherever the fuck you came from. You know, the system here, New York City in general, is fast-paced, it's way overpriced, and when you have these whining people, I don't know what you want to call them, but crybabies, so to speak, stop your fucking crying and let New York City be New York City, because that's the way we were always known, you know? Now they want to change everything, so everybody has a word, and now I feel that this country actually is a big pussy now, because we get fucked by everybody and we don't fuck no one, you know?
Sure.
So, with that being said, fuck everything. Fuck everybody. Just live your life. What do you got? What do you got in store for the future? Anything good other than next year's event, which I pray to God I can make? You know, I'm going to make it a point to make it next year. I need to.
Well, honestly, just living life, you know, minute to minute. My plans are hopefully to, you know, retire in a couple of years and get the hell out of New York and just enjoy the rest of life, whatever's left of it. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, I always get the itch now to try to jump back out in the streets with these maniacs that are out there still doing it, still getting phone calls asking me to come back out and, you know, just give the streets a little taste of some past fun.
Come on, let's do it. Fuck it. Let's do it. We got to do it.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it if you're up for it.
Hell yeah. Dude, I got the itch like you don't know. I got a garage full of paint, and I actually reached out to my boy BZ. I'm like, yo, come on, man. I'm dying. So hopefully I get a little something.
I got people left all the time. Like, I mean, like I said, me and Papa were very close. He's all city already, you know what I mean? And he's always like coming by the house with his wife and kids and stuff and having dinner, and we're like, you know, come on,
let's get real. Papo looks great for his age, right? He seems a little younger than what he is from me meeting him. He smashed.
Well, yeah, he's younger than us.
Right. He smashed shit, still has shit running, still gets it in, and at the same time, he's got the utmost respect from many, many people. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, go give him a follow, Papo DTF. And it's not only about graphics. He loves food. food, family, just having a good time. He gained my respect very quickly. He composed himself as a gentleman. And from back in the day, the word on the street was he was a don't fuck with type of guy. And you could vouch on that.
Absolutely.
You know, and listen, don't take it wrong, or don't get it twisted. This guy will fucking throw to this day. So, you know, you got to give him respect because he's real and true to the game, and he's real to his friends. So I got to say.
He gives it 110% in all aspects. Friendship, yep. Graffiti, family,
yep.
You know, I can't speak any higher for him. Glad for 30 years to have a friendship with him, and now to watch my kids and his kids grow up together and be friends and family. Our wives are very close, speak every day, as well as ribs, you know, and there's certain friendships and bonds that are created and kept, and then there's certain ones that, you know, for whatever reasons drift apart, but, you know, it's a game of life.
Yep, it sure is.
But
it sure is. I
appreciate you, you know, inviting me on and giving me the opportunity to, you know.
Well, you know, the invite was always there. It was always there. Shit got in the way. And like I said earlier, you were supposed to be the first interview for season 4. And then shit happened, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah,
we went through a rough fucking year this year, the two of us.
Yep.
And thank God we're still here.
I'm still limping around and
yeah, me too.
You know, I'm out here at work now. You know what I mean? So
listen, I feel your pain, brother, because I'm in the same boat. For those of you that don't know, we don't get shelved. We just do what we got to do. That's what it comes down to. And if you don't understand that, I'm sorry, but figure it out.
Only the strong survive.
That's it. And that's the way it goes. That's New York City strong. You know, the borough's finest. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And for the new people that are coming from out of state, you got to learn what we're all about. And we're true to what we believe in. We always will be. And the weak ones, well, those are the ones that fall through the cracks. What else more can we say? And that's all.
Once again, brother, I appreciate it.
Well, before,
thank you for having me on.
Listen, the invite's always there. We got to get together, and you know what? You can't just go out like that. You know, you're gonna have to do the shout outs and shout everybody out.
Of course.
So let's get them going. Hold on, I got
to
get some music.
Big
even though you
Al
can't
Al
hear
O-T-C.
It. Thank you. Thank you.
Big shout out to Alski OTC.
Get that NBA.
Well,
shout out to Get MTA crew, Risk crew, Ghost.
There you go.
TMR crew, Think Set, all the boys over there, WSK, Papo DTF, Ribs GAK.
For those of you that don't know Ribs is phenomenal. He's got one guy with him, Gouch. The kid is awesome. So, yeah, people, wake up. Us Queens guys, Brooklyn guys, Bronx guys, we're rolling.
Shout out to CTS, Corona, Jackson Heights.
There you go.
Junction Boulevard boys. You know, RIP teams. RIP Goober, KED, Brooklyn.
Rest in paint.
Yep.
Rest in paint to all the fallen brothers. And damn, man, there's so many. We wouldn't even have enough time to shout everybody out. That's the sad thing.
No, I wait.
So embrace it.
You know,
embrace everyone.
Hopefully next year you make it to Goober Day.
No, I'm gonna make it. I guarantee you.
People have an experience. It's a good day for the family to meet people, meet the new writers. Next year will be different guys painted again. And the guys this year, big shout out to Verse 718 who did the Goober this year.
Yeah, that shit came out banging.
Such was another close friend of mine who always comes through in the clutch for me.
Rest in peace, Shorty. Rest in peace, Shorty.
Yep, Shorty TMR.
Yep.
My boy Touche, TMR, KED.
Knock him dead.
That's it, knock him dead.
Knock him dead. I still wear that t-shirt proudly, I gotta say. To this day.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the support.
Oh. So. Everyone
thank
out
you again.
There, thank you. Thank you, Theme. We'll definitely keep in touch as we always do. And I just want to thank everybody out there that listens to the Alski Show. Sunday, every Sunday. Download the Anchor FM app. Get notified for each and every episode. And we out. Theme, thank you, my brother.
You got it. God bless. Yeah, talk to you soon.
You
bet.
Peace.
Peace.
Well, there you go. A beautiful conversation with a good friend. And embrace life, everybody. Once again, tune in each and every Sunday. Download the Anchor FM app on your phone. Check out OTC, altocrash.com. That's right. Cheap stuff. Remember, this Monday, your tag here, one color, $13. 2XL and up, $15. We're going to be doing this all the way through to the new year because life is hard. Why pay so much money for a t-shirt? Order in bulk, singles, kid sizes too. Whatever you need, we'll put it on it. And cop one of my pins, $9.99. Shout out to Stickified for the dope stickers in the Cut New York that designed them for me. Special thanks to everyone, to each and every one that supports the show. Support those that support you. And I want to thank my wife, my beautiful little everything, for all she does behind the scenes. She's sitting right next to me, so I got to kiss ass a little bit because without her, I'm no one. It's all about family. Thanks again.
In him is the restlessness, the seeker, the questioner, the explorer of far horizons, the hunger that is never satisfied. In him also is the tough strength that has never been fully measured, never unleashed. The resilience of youthfulness which wells from within and which no aging can destroy. Besides, I love him.